Today we're talking about you and your overly attached relationship with your phone. JR, that's a cue.
Ray, how many times do I have to tell you when I'm on the phone? You gotta pay some respect. But I'm on the phone.
JR, we're on air already.
What? Damn. Mom, I'll call you back later. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Love you. Let's talk about that vid. All right, and that was my mom. Welcome to VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. My name is JR.
And I am Ray.
Yes.
And who is punctual and not talking on the phone while on air.
You know, unlike you, I love my mom.
Okay, what is VidTalk?
Well, thank you very much for tuning into this show. And for more information about us, you can always log on to our website, voicetube.com. And it's me, JR, and Ray here every Monday night. VidTalk is the show that teaches you English while we bring you very cool, popular videos which are circulating on the internet. And usually, well, actually they all are chosen by you. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So VidTalk is Video Talk, 每个礼拜呢会由我们的听众选出来有趣又好玩的影片，在 ICRT 上面，在 VidTalk 上面我们会讨论一下这部影片，然后并且教你里面英文的用法。
Yeah, we teach you the English within the videos, which are quite slang and come in handy.
Yeah, interesting, useful.
And we after that, we do issue you challenges at the end of each episode.
Right.
And you can actually decide which video we're going to talk about while you vote on our website for the next video.
所以呢 ,VidTalk 的网站是 voicetube.com/radio, 在这边你可以做两件事。你可以第一呢参加我们的挑战翻译我们每一个礼拜会留下来的这个挑战题。那翻译的时候呢留下你的讯息就有机会在下一次的广播节目中听到自己的声音。那第二件事情是你可以决定 JR 跟我下一个礼拜要讨论哪一个影片，总共会有四部影片，你可以选其中一部。
Okay, so today's video is talking about phone addiction. That's actually the subject, phone addiction.
Right, how often do you actually use the phone?
Yeah, correct. And they conducted this social experiment.
Right.
I think there was like 5 or 6 people, I forgot actually.
Yeah, about 5 or 6.
5 or 6 people, and they asked them, how much time do you spend on your phone each day? And they made them make some guess.
Uh-huh.
And they made some wild guess. Okay, some guess like probably
four hours. One guy said maybe like 13 hours a day.
that was funny though. And they made them guess. And after that, they installed an app into their phones, uh-huh. which is called
the Moment app. Right.
Which unfortunately is only on iOS system. So
yeah. Not on Android.
Yeah, not on Android. So I didn't get to do it,
uh-huh.
which I'm quite happy about. Ray had to do the experiment for the show.
Yes,
I will tell you about that later.
I'm the victim.
But anyways, they made them install this app and it tracks the time you use your phone
right.
every single day.
That's right.
So the second day they revealed the results and everybody was totally surprised by it.
Yep.
It was way, way far beyond
their expectations. That's right.
So it was quite funny, actually. But Ray, you actually got to use this app, the Moment app.
That's right.
And your results are...
Willingly.
Okay, before you use the app, what was your guess?
Oh, gosh. I would say that, well, because I already know the results, so I'm a little bit biased now. So I would say I picked up my phone about... So the Moment app, for your information, the Moment app, it tracks two things. First of all, it tracks how many times you pick up your phone
like
each
day. Like
you
switch up your phone.
Yeah, like you turn the power on, you turn the screen on. And then the total duration of all those accumulated time that you turn
how much
on
time you
your,
use it.
Yeah, your cell phone. Mm-hmm. So for the two factors, I would say maybe I guess I picked up my phone like 50 times a day.
50 times a day.
And then maybe I used it for like 1 to 2 hours, maybe. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. Right? And your results revealed?
And my results were that for one day, so actually it's the previous day before... we are right now in the studio filming this episode. I picked up my phone over 100 times in a day, and I spent about roughly 2.5 hours.
Two and a half hours. I would say that's good enough.
Yeah, that's a good enough.
Good enough. But would you call yourself a phone addict?
I would say, like, based on the results, you would clearly see that I use my phone a lot, mm-hmm. and I would probably say I'm addicted to my phone, but I'm like kind of like on recovery, right? I'm trying to break free of this addict, right? I want to recover from my bad habit.
So you like, you need to go to like phone rehab. Yeah. I got a song for you right here. Let me play it for you. Like, here he goes. Song.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
For you, right? And yes, for you. Because I know you're pretty addicted to your phone.
Yeah. I'm trying to break free of it. You know, I'm actually taking measures to make sure that I don't fall deeper in this addiction. So I'm actually really proud of myself. Because
how do you do it?
I'm aware of it. First of all,
what are your measurements?
Well, first of all, I know that I spend a lot of time on Facebook. Okay, so on my laptop, I use it a lot. On computers, I use it a lot. But I wanted to break free of that when I'm like on my phone, so that I don't use Facebook everywhere I go. So the first thing I did was I deleted my Facebook app on my phone.
And that's a good move. I did that like the first day I got my phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it comes pre-installed, right?
Yeah, it does. It's a default app.
Yeah. So the first thing I did was I deleted my Facebook app. And then what I did was I
reinstalled it.
Like the day after. I can't live without it. I have to reinstall it. No. I didn't go back to it. I installed productivity apps. Mm-hmm. So like to-do lists. Mm-hmm. And then there's this really, really cool app called, I think, what is it called? It's called Tree or something.
Tree?
Yeah, I forgot.
What does it do though?
It's basically an app that plants trees for you. Like it has a timer. And for that time, if you don't use your phone, it plants a tree for you.
Okay, you lost me at tree.
Oh, I remember. It's called Forest.
Forest?
Forest. So the app's called Forest.
Yeah.
And what you can do in that app is you can set a timer. So for example, I want to set 1 hour of time of like hands-free time, phone-free time, and it would just count down. Mm-hmm. And during that countdown, a tree will grow. Uh-huh. And during that countdown, you can't use your phone. You cannot use your phone.
You can't open it?
You cannot open it, right?
You can't even make a phone call?
You cannot make a phone call.
What if you need to call 911?
Well, like for emergency purposes, of course. So if you succeed in not using your phone for that 1 hour, then you will plant a tree.
Oh, really?
And then you'll get a forest.
And how does that make you happy?
Well, it's kind of like you achieve something. You can see,
it's a sense of achievement.
Yeah, you can see that the time you were not... It's kind of like reverse. Uh-huh. The time that you're not on your phone means productive time. So it's kind of stupid.
Sounds silly. But
it's kind of like a role play. It's kind of like a mission. If you accomplish it, it makes it fun.
You grow trees. Okay.
Yeah, I grow trees on my phone. Yeah. And I got a forest. And so I install apps like this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ridiculous, but I do... Does help me.
Do you use your phone while you're on the show? Like when you check your messages?
No, not to that extent.
Yeah, really?
So I'm addicted to phones and I'm trying to... It's like one of those sessions. Like, hi, my name is Ray. I'm addicted to phones. I'm trying to break free of this habit. Please share your story with me.
Hi, Ray. We're a phone addict too.
So it's kind of like that rehab process.
All right.
So, but I think... Based on my results, right? Mm. So it's how much? Over 100 pickups, about 110, and then 2.5 hours per day. Mm-hmm. I don't think that is too exaggerated. I don't think I'm like, like over the top.
Okay, so I'm gonna make you a guess right here. How much time do Taiwanese use their phones per day?
Per day?
On average.
I would say like at least twice as much as I do, just because
you're quite about right, actually.
Really?
Actually, it's on average 4 hours per person.
Wow, four hours?
That is a lot of time, and it's the most amount of time used by a single population.
You mean
the
in
Earth.
The world?
In the world.
We're top?
We're top.
Champions.
Yeah, why? I'm just wondering why. What's the reason behind this? Uh-huh. Any wild guess?
Well, I use my phone mostly for communication. So for Line,
Messenger,
WeChat, and what else? I use Facebook pages. I have a pages app because I have my like own page.
Wait, you just deleted Facebook app?
I deleted
app,
my
and then
Facebook
you have a
personal app, but I have the app for pages.
Oh, like for 专业.
Yeah.
Because it's the same. Come on, man.
It's not the same.
That's what they say in Chinese, 换汤不换药.
But I use it for mostly for communication, to reach out to people.
To the fans. For you. People for you.
I'm making my sacrifice.
You're making Ray an addictive person.
Right. See? It's your fault. I'm blaming you guys. But I think because we have to, it's so convenient to communicate using your phone and using all these different variety of apps to communicate. It's easier to fall into this addiction with your phone.
I think that it's the same thing with me, because I use my phone mostly because of LINE. I get these messages, but I'm trying to back out of as much of these groups as possible. Like, there's always a lot of 群组s, right? And usually they're talking nonsense on a lot of pictures and photos.
You can just turn off the notifications, so.
Yeah, but I hate when the numbers grow, you know, when they add up. Like, you got 99 plus messages.
You get
like
so many messages?
Yeah, I do, because due to work, you know.
You need to just, like, clear it.
But at the end of the day, I just back out of those the groups. So I don't get so much bothers anymore. Which is a good thing, I think.
I think another reason why is because Taiwan, we have so much access to free Wi-Fi. Like, every single restaurant you go to nowadays, every single coffee
there's
shop,
free Wi-Fi.
There's free Wi-Fi, and the password is always their phone number.
And yeah. In the waiting lines, there's always free Wi-Fi. At the airport, free Wi-Fi. Coffee shops, free Wi-Fi.
So we kind of take it for granted because it's so accessible.
And now on buses too, I think.
Yeah, on buses too.
It's
right.
It's going
right.
crazy. Yeah. The we government is making this happen. It's your fault.
And here we wanted to teach you a term that would really come into handy when we're trying to describe ourselves. It's called fubbing.
Fubbing.
Right, fubbing. So fubbing in Chinese, you would say ditou zu. Fubber would be a ditou zu. So fub, it's a slang. It's a contemporary slang that comes from two words combined. It's phone plus snob.
That makes so much sense.
So what is snob? Snob is a person that is kind of nonchalant to other people's miseries and kind of like not paying attention to other people, just focusing on him or herself.
Self-centered.
So you're like a very hated person, very self-centered. So we'll call that kind of person a snob. Okay. 自命清高, can you say that? Maybe a little.
You're the Chinese whiz, I don't know.
maybe. 那把这一个字跟phone加在一起, so phone plus snob, that becomes fub.
I thought it would become like fob.
Fob?
Fob.
Bobby?
Fobber.
No, it's a fob, fob. Right. P-H-U-B, fob.
Yeah.
So to fob, that means to use your phone.
So if you want to say to somebody, 不要再低头了, stop fubbing.
Right, stop fubbing.
You're a fubber. Stop fubbing. Don't be a fubber. 不要当低头族.
Okay, so in Taiwan, we have this situation, right? So in America, they have a similar situation. Maybe not as severe as ours, but they do still have this kind of situation going up on in there. So in this video, as we said, as JR summarized for you guys, it's an interview of people who use the Moment app to kind of contradict themselves in their wild guesses about their own usages, their own habits of phone, of fubbing. So there are some very interesting content, because there's this blonde girl in the video. At first, she guessed that maybe she picked up the phone 30 times and maybe she used it under an hour.
Yeah.
But then after she checked it, the Moment app told her that she used her phone over like almost 6 hours
a
day.
She way underestimated her phone usage time.
And she's saying like, oh, I'm so disgusted by myself. I'm one of those people that I hate. And I use my phone so incessantly.
I'm actually one of them.
Yeah, I'm actually one of them. And some people underestimated themselves. Some people estimated, oh, maybe I'll use 3 hours, but it came out maybe like just 2 hours.
Yeah, they came out happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably not a good thing, because they'll start to get
use
on back
more,
to their phones.
Right?
Yeah.
I need to get back on track to my own standards. So it's very fun. If you are an iPhone user, maybe you can try this app out. It's called Moment App. And of course, you can go check out our video on this phone usage on our website, voicetube.com/radio.
That's right, voicetube.com/radio. Check out this video right now. As we hit a short break, we're going to be back and teach you the English within this video. Hey, and we're back here on VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour. Before we wrap it up, this is the second half, and it's where we teach you the English used within the video. Once again, our website is voicetube.com/radio. Check it out. And let's go on to our first sentence, shall we, Ray?
Wait. I have to explain it in Chinese first. This is our second part. Are you so eager to finish the program? 这部分是我们第二个部分，我们要到进入到英文教学的部分。就是呢，我们会先让你听一下影片里面的英文是怎么讲的，然后呢，给予你一些翻译。然后我跟 JR 呢会讨论一下这句英文或者是这个英文的单字要怎么使用，在什么状况下使用。
All right.
So... And now we can go to our first sentence.
Yeah.
I'm so attached to my phone. It's almost embarrassing.
我超黏我的手机，其实有点不好意思。
I'm so attached to my phone, it's almost embarrassing.
I'm so attached to my phone. 我超黏我的手机 ，it's almost embarrassing. 有点不好意思。So here we're going to look at attached. Attached. What does that mean? Attached.
Attached means like connected to, being、uh-huh. indulged in something.
Yeah, attached to. 所以这边我们翻成是超黏。So we can say first of all.I am super attached to my phone. 这里的 attached 会变成是有点像，是变成形容词嘛 ？I am attached to my phone 变成形容词。那如果它是名词的话，我们会说 attachment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we have email attachment.
附件。
对，附件。但是如果你今天说 I have an attachment to something.就是我对某一件事情或者是某一个人有感情上的依附。
Mm-hmm.
So that means you really connected to them. You want、right. to be with them. 那这边的话是我们说 attached to something,、mm-hmm. right? I'm attached to something. 那这边、其实在网络上面有一个很有名的一个 meme 是说、the overly attached girlfriend. 有一个图片、
oh, yeah, yeah.
就是一个穿蓝色衣服的女生，然后眼睛张很大，然后 I'm overly attached to...的 her boyfriend， 然后他会讲一些就是很恐怖的话 ，like overly attached， like I want to be
I love you to death，
yeah， I want to be the mother of your future children or something like that，
of your future eight children， like oh my gosh，
overly attached girlfriend， 所以 attached 就是很黏某一件事或某一个人，感情上有依附的意思 ，attached。
For an instance, for an example, Ray is attached to his imaginary girlfriend.
Which does not exist.
Of course it doesn't exist, because it's your imagination. I'm just kidding.
所以这边、Ray 呢很黏他的这个 imaginary friend, 就是想象中的朋友嘛，就可能小朋友他们会有 imaginary friend. So imaginary girlfriend, well, you can figure it out yourself. Okay, let's move on to our next sentence.
I have a feeling I might not like what I find out.But I know I probably am not going to change.
我感觉我可能不会喜欢这个结果，不过我应该也不会改变。
I have a feeling I might not like what I find out, but I know I probably am not going to change.
Oh, I have a feeling I might not like what I find out. 我感觉我可能不会喜欢对我找到的这个结果。But I know I probably am not going to change. 但是我知道我可能也不会改变。So here we're looking at, I have a feeling that. I have a feeling that. What does that mean?、
Do you know a song by the Black Eyed Peas?、
What?
I got a feeling.
Oh, that tonight's gonna
be. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Yeah.
That tonight's gonna. Can we go on?
No, let's get back on track.
So it means I got a feeling for something.、Uh-huh. I think, I sense,
I feel like.
Right.
我感觉我想怎么样子的。So 这边是说 I have a feeling I might not like what I find out. 所以我感觉我想我可能不会喜欢这个结果。我感觉。Mm-hmm. 所以你有时候你想要表达你的意见的时候 okay, I have a feeling that I blah blah blah, right? Or I think I something something.、
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So here for an example, I have a feeling that we're going to get a raise after this show today. Yeah.
Are you sure? What you think doesn't matter. Well, I'm pretty sure our boss doesn't think that way.
He won't feel for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, he won't feel.
He won't feel for us.
He won't have that kind of feeling.
All
okay,
right.
所以刚刚 JR 是说，我有个感觉是，对，我们在这个节目之后会加薪。对、mm. ，but
no, usually that's not true.
Yeah, usually that's not true.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on to our next sentence.
I feel like I check it more compulsively than I had imagined, but maybe for not quite as long. I don't know. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
我感觉我好像比起想象中的更强迫性一直使用手机，不过好像都没有用很久，所以我们明天可以再看看结果。
I feel like I check it more compulsively than I imagined, but maybe for not quite as long. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay, 所以呢，我感觉这边又是我感觉嘛，是 I feel like 或者 I have a feeling 都可以。I feel like I check it more compulsively than I imagined. 我感觉好像比起想象中的更强迫的一直使用它，一直使用手机。But maybe for not quite as long. 不过好像都没有用很久。Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. 所以我们可以明天看看结果。所以这边要看的是check it more compulsively. Compulsively, what does that mean?
Compulsively, well, it means like to be compelled to do something.
Right, to be forced
to do something.
You have
the urge to do something. You have to do something.
就是强迫性的，基本上强迫性的要做一件事。
Like 强迫症嘛 right?
Right, right, exactly. 强迫症就是 OCD 嘛 OCD 就是 Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Right, right,
right. You are obsessively, compulsively doing something, and it's a disorder.
Yeah, yeah.
就是强迫症 OCD.
Yeah.
So compulsively, 这边他说的是他可强迫性的使用手机的话，就是 check my phone compulsively, 强迫性的使用手机。
Right.
所以你想要讲说你任何事情你是强迫性的在，被迫在使用的话，再去做这个动作的话 ，you can say I do something compulsively.
Yeah.
Right.
So for an example.When I was back in college, because I majored in business, international business,
okay.
we used to do research on compulsive shopping in marketing class.
Okay.
Like people who compulsively shop are our favorite customers.
Right. 所以 Jared 他之前是研究过这个强迫性购买的这些人，这些人是我们最喜欢的客户。
Right. We love you guys.
Right. Please come to our stores.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
visit us.
We need compulsive listeners.
Yeah, we need compulsive right, customers.Okay, let's go on to our next one.
Oh my god! No! No! Oh, I was completely wrong on like all counts! Oh my god!
我的天哪，我错得很离谱，天哪。
Oh my god, no! No, I was completely wrong on all... Oh my god, no!No, I was completely wrong on like all counts. Oh my god.
对啊，这里这个就是我们刚刚有讲到说，他一开始预期说他可能只花两个小时、三个小时，可能只会 pick up 三十次， mm-hmm. 结果他花了5.8 hours， 他花了将近6 hours. It's crazy.
Right. Right? Yeah, 5.8 hours.
所以他非常的惊讶。
Crazy, man.
So oh my god, I was completely wrong on all counts. 所以我错的很离谱。So here.What does that mean? On all counts.
On all counts. That means in every way.
Yeah, in every way possible. Completely wrong.
100%.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Right. So she was really taken aback by her results.
Yeah. I thought it was quite exaggerated too, but it was true. Like,
it's funny because she said, I like to pride myself.For being a person that doesn't use the phone too often. 他说他很骄傲他自己是一个不常用手机的人。结果出来他是最用最凶的就是他。
Right.
Funny. 所以他真的完全错得非常离谱。So on all count, 就是在所有的方面所有的方式上其实他都错了。Mm-hmm. So in every way possible, on all count,
right.
she's wrong.
So for an example here, my dad was right about me on all counts when he said, you're the best son ever.
I thought you were going to say something negative. No, I'm pretty sure you just made that up. I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Oh.
所以 JR 说呢，我的爸爸他对我这个，这边他用相反，他说是 right on all counts, 就是他对的非常的完全的正确。对，我爸说了一句话是完全正确的，然后是 JR 是最好的儿子，这句话是完全正确的。
That's right. I love you, Dad.
JR said, I'm sure you probably didn't say that.
All right, next sentence.
It makes me think that maybe I spend way too much time stuck down like this, and it wouldn't kill me to keep my head here.
我可以不要这么常低头看手机，我在一天中更常抬起头来。
And it wouldn't kill me to keep my head here more often during the day in my life.
嗯，所以这边他说 keep my head here 就是说他要抬头，不是一直低头的状态。So it wouldn't kill me to keep my head here. 我可以不要这么常低头看手机。Here we're looking at it wouldn't kill me. It wouldn't kill me. What does that mean?
Well, it means it wouldn't hurt me to do something. It
right.
wouldn't. It would be okay for me to do something.
Right. 所以这边就是 it would be okay for me to keep my head here. It wouldn't hurt to keep my head here. Stuff like that. 所以就是
中文有点
难
讲，做什么又不会死。
对对对，
right?
就是不会少块肉。
Yeah. Wow, you're the Chinese
yes,
high five,
yeah,
man.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. are we doing?
Okay, well, can you make a example sentence out of that?
It wouldn't kill me to make fun of Ray.
No. Oh, okay, nice. But I will. I will kill you.
You'll kill me?
If you make fun of me. 所以Gerald说的,我开... 有时候开瑞个玩笑也不会少块肉, right? Kind of like that.
但是他会说他会让我少块肉.
Okay, and today we're going to again give you a challenge that is one sentence for you to translate. 所以我们今天的这个挑战的这一句呢，要你们翻译的这句是 我超黏我的男朋友或是女朋友。我超黏我的男朋友或女朋友。 And we want you to use attach in this sentence.
Okay, and the challenge from last week, we've got our responses in and we've chosen one. This is by Zoe. This is her sentence. Zoe wrote, only when you overcome your obstacles will you succeed. I think that's correct.
Right, only when you overcome your obstacles will you succeed.
Thank you very much, Zoe. And that's about it for today's show. We love you guys. God bless you.
See you guys next Monday, 8 to 8:30, VidTalk on ICRT.
Goodbye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。